Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, I interviewed her a few weeks ago, beautiful sister. You can follow her on Instagram. So tonight's featured guest, Patricia Bowler. She's a breast cancer survivor and co-author of a successful book, and it's called Beyond Her Reflection. Okay? So she is a kindergarten teacher originally from South Carolina, currently living in Maryland. She is the co-author of this best-selling book, Beyond Her Reflection, as well as being a breast cancer survivor. She was diagnosed back in 2014 at the age of 36. Now she's overcome that disease, and she wants to encourage others and show support to women of color that are battling with this disease and living her best damn life. So without further ado, Miss Patricia, my sister girl, whom I adore, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So let's get into it. Let's tell those that are listening, this month is definitely Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And let's jump right in. I also looked you up on your Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, and you are one of the ladies that is acknowledged because they are celebrating the stories of breast cancer survivors. And you are one of the beautiful sisters that I see. And it says your story, and you are with the Epsilon Omega chapter. Is that right?
That is right, Baltimore County. I want to give them a shout out to my sorority sisters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. In particular, the Epsilon Omega chapter, Baltimore County, with our chapter president, Ms. Renisca Chambers. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we have the phone line is blowing up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's about 8 others on the line right now, and we'll get to them. So, ladies, I hear you, I see you, and we'll get to you momentarily. So let's jump right into this. First off, 36 years old, and
right.
You went into the doc. What had happened? Did you go get a mammogram? Let's tell all those that are listening tonight what happened.
Okay. One particular afternoon, I was at home doing Zumba.
Okay.
I was doing a particular movement with that workout, and my left arm brushed up against my breast, and I felt a lump. So I immediately began to feel on my right breast, didn't feel anything, and I called my mom. And I got on the phone with my mom and told her, you know, Mom, something don't feel right. I'm feeling something on my breast. And she was like, oh, well, it's probably just a cyst. You know, call your, you know, primary doctor and go get it checked out, because the women in our family were prone to have, you know, cysts in their breast. So my thinking was, okay, it's just a cyst. I'll go get it checked out. Again, didn't think that it could have been cancer. So went to the doctor, my primary doctor, and he, you know, did an examination, and he said, you know, let's get a mammogram done. Had scheduled me for a mammogram, and they saw, and I'm like, okay,
Keisha, I'm going to tell you to take your phone off speaker and talk directly, because it's being choppy.
Okay, here I am. So, you know, they saw something on the mammogram, and I'm still, in my mind, I'm still thinking, you know, it's a cyst. And so they did the mammogram, and I had to go back the next day for a biopsy. So my aunt and my uncle went with me to get the biopsy done, and as they were doing the biopsy, I'm asking the doctor, I'm like, okay, is this a cyst, or do you need to drain the fluid out? And I could be on my way. And he was like, no, it's not a cyst. It's harder than a cyst. And I'm like, in my mind, the first thing I thought about was, oh, my God, it's not going to be breast cancer. It's not going to be breast cancer. So did the biopsy, and the next day, on February 27th, I'll never forget it. It was at 1:35 p.m. I got the call from the doctor saying that it was breast cancer. And my journey began from there.
Let's do this real quickly before we jump into you. I'm going to do something for all those that are listening, because what you said is actually profound. So those that are listening, other possible symptoms of breast cancer include swelling of all parts of the breast, even if there is no lump, skin dimpling, sometimes looking like an orange peel, breast or nipple pain, nipple retraction that could be turning inward, nipple or breast skin that is red, dry, flaky, or thickened, nipple discharge other than breast milk, swollen lymph nodes. Sometimes a breast cancer can spread to the lymph nodes under the arm or around the collarbone and cause a lump or swelling there. So even before the original tumor in the breast is large enough to be felt, you should be looking for those symptoms and signs. Although any of these symptoms can be caused by things other than breast cancer, but if you have them, you should definitely go to your doctor. Now, Keisha, before we get into it, you have a slew of fans that are calling in, so let me do a roll call to hear all the beautiful women that are calling in.
Okay.
All righty. So area code is 803. Last four digits are your number, 6641. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Teresa Strother. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
Okay.
I was calling to give support to Patricia, to let everyone know that she's a beautiful spirit, and to encourage everyone else out in the radio land to please go and have your mammograms, because it is definitely a lifesaver. And I'm going to let Patricia expound on that.
Thank you, Auntie, and continue to stay on the line, and we'll bring you back in a few, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We have area code 404, last four digits 3727. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Miriam. The teacher's just calling in to say we love you. Carter and Rashad and I are listening. So
I love
you very
you
much.
More.
Okay. Well, thank you. Are you calling in from Atlanta, Georgia?
No, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, nice. So stay on the line, and we'll continue, and we'll chime in on occasion with some of her listeners. So just give us a second, and I'm just doing a roll call. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Next in line, area code 803-9697. Your name and where you're calling from. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, so we're going to keep it going. Area code is 301. Last four digits are 1791. Your name and where you're calling from.
Tammy Woodard, and I'm calling from Fort Mill, South Carolina. I am the visionary author for Beyond Her Reflection and Tisha's Aunt. So I'm here to support her and tell her how proud I am of her.
Hi,
that's
what's
up, Miss Tammy. Hi, Miss Tammy. And yeah, I'm going to bring you in when we get into the book. I will definitely chime you in, okay, Miss Woodard?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we've got area code is 301-1791. Are you there? Okay, so we're going to let this person go. All right, so with that said, I'm going to keep it moving. Area code is 240-587, your name and where you're calling from. Area code 240. Hello?
This is Andrea Jordan and Israel Jordan, and we're calling in to support Tisha because we love her.
Okay.
Love you, too.
Okay, Miss Jordan, stay there, and thank you for calling in. I'll chime you in on occasion, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, so let's see. We've got area code 252. Last four digits, 0384. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Myla Hopkins calling from Tega Cay, South Carolina. And I am here to also support Batisha. We have been friends since kindergarten. I love
my
you.
My kindergarten, Betsy. I love you, too.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Hopkins. Thanks for calling in, and we'll be right back with you, okay? Alrighty, I've got area code 803, last four digits 7879. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Margaret Young. I am Batisha's mother.
Hi, Margaret.
Not only has this been her journey, it's been my journey as well. And I thank God for where he has brought her from.
Well, we got to give thanks to the mom. This is the queen bee, so thank you, Miss Young. I'll be chiming in with you, especially due to the fact that you are Batisha's mom. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama. Second. So that is Batisha's mom. We've got a few line of other callers, Batisha. So
okay.
We've got a roll call. Let's keep it going. And
all right.
Next in line, area code is 717, last four digits 2684.
Hi, my name is Vivian Grafton from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ms. Vivian. And your affiliation with Tisha?
She's my niece.
My auntie.
All right.
Peanut butter to my jelly.
Ah, that's good. All right, Ms. Vivian, I got you in. Thank you for calling, and I will definitely come back to you.
I'll be here.
All right, thank you. So I've got several other people on hold. I'm going to get back to you, but let's get to the featured guest. So, Batisha, let's get into you and some of the things that you have endured. You said you got the news, and tell the listeners the stage of breast cancer that you had, some of the obstacles that you faced, and then how did you overcome that to be the warrior you are today?
Okay. Once I received the diagnosis, I called my mom, and my mom is in South Carolina, and she was on the next flight to Maryland. And once she got here, we met my team of doctors. I had to go through a series of tests to see whether or not the cancer had spread it to any other parts of my body, which it did. It spread it to my lymph nodes under my arm, under my left armpit. So the treatment for my cancer had to start immediately because the cancer was spreading. So before we began chemotherapy in April, the entire month of March, because I don't have any children at the moment and I want to become a mom in the near future, I was recommended to go to a fertility specialist and have my eggs frozen. So that entire month of March, did have that procedure. My Aunt Vivian was there for me, with me with that, and treatment, chemotherapy started in April. I did 16 weeks of chemotherapy every other Friday, going to therapy, or chemo, having chemo, and my mom was there for every treatment, I think all but one. And the
let me ask you this. When you were in chemo, as a patient of chemotherapy, did you experience some difficulty? Did you go through hair loss? Did you face obstacles with that part of your journey? And was that a difficult thing?
Okay, with the chemo, the only difficult thing that I went through was losing my hair. I never got sick. I had upset stomach every now and then, but the only but with that, ginger ale and anything with ginger or lemon in it did the trick.
Whenever
patients start chemo, they give you nausea medicine to help with the upset stomach. I never once had to open that bottle.
That's a blessing.
God was with me the entire time. And
okay,
one
so
thing
you
that,
as a woman, this is the question. You lose your hair. You're in the mirror. How was that for you to experience the hair loss?
I was devastated. My hair didn't start coming out until my third round of chemo, and it started coming out in clumps. And I immediately called my mom. She got on and she got on the next flight, and my uncle cuts hair. So when my mom came, she flew up. We drove to Harrisburg, which is about an hour and a half from where I live, and my uncle shaved my head because I told my mom I did not want to see my hair coming out anymore. Let's go ahead and do it and get it over with. That was the most traumatic experience that I had went through going through chemo. I had a wig made by my one of my former colleagues, but I only wore it one time because it just wasn't me. And I immediately embraced my baldness, and I started wearing.
I think that that's actually a badass female, because even with hair, without hair, your crown and glory is your head, and God bless you with that. And then on top of that, I just love you for your strength. But let me bring mom in. Miss Young is her last name, correct?
Yes.
All right, so let me hear from Miss Young and see what she has to say as the mom about your experience and hers too. Miss Young, I got you on the line. You want to tell me some of the feelings you felt when you had to bring your daughter to get a haircut and the things that you endured with her?
Well, when I initially got the call, that was my weakest point. I cried. My husband had to come and get me from work. I wasn't able to drive home that day. But that was the day I decided that I had to be strong for her. If I was weak, then she would have been weak. I said, so God, let me get it out. I put on my armor. I got on that plane, and I went to battle.
Okay.
The day that I went there for when she got her, was losing her hair.
Yes.
When I seen her, my nerves quenched, but I could not allow her to see that.
Right.
My response to her, God gave you that hair. He counted every strain when he put it there.
Right.
That's nothing but hair.
Amen.
You'll get that back. You'll get it
That's
back.
Right.
So
That's right.
If your uncle is going to shave your hair, let's go. We went and got her head shaved because I knew then if she ever seen me weak, she wouldn't have a chance.
That's right.
So she had to see the strength in me in order for her to stay strong. It was only
now,
hair.
Is she your only child, or you have more?
No, she's my first child.
Amen. So how long
she's
did
my
you
first.
Stay with her? How long did you stay with her before you went back home, or did you stay with her throughout her journey?
I came in on a Thursday, and I left back out on Friday. I had family members. If I didn't fly, I had family members that drove me. I never missed a chemotherapy appointment.
Wow.
I wasn't there for
That's
every radiation
amazing.
Appointment, but the chemotherapy, I was right there.
You're amazing. I wanted to say I think that's a wonderful story because, to be quite honest with you, I am a recent breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed back in April, and I had the surgery August 26th. I had a double bilateral mastectomy and then breast implants. And honestly, my mom passed away when I was 18, so there was no mother, there was no cousin, there was no dad. I endured all this by myself. So to hear the love and support that you give your daughter, I just want to say you're a blessing and a beautiful mother. So thank you for your testimony.
You're welcome.
Okay, say this. Letitia, how do you feel hearing mom? How do you feel hearing your mom say all that?
I'm overwhelmed with gratefulness, and I'm just blessed to have a mom that was my rock when
That's
I
right.
went through this journey.
But you
like
know
you
what?
Said,
your nickname for me is you are the breast cancer badass. That's what I mean.
I love it.
You. I just thank you for sending me the book. And let's get into this book, and then I want to bring in the sister that called. And tell me her last name again. Is it
Woodard? Her last name is Woodard. Yeah.
Okay, I've got her. Yes, I have Miss Woodard. Let me make sure I saved her. But let's get into that book, and also how the two of you came to be with each other in order to make the book. And Mrs. Woodard, I got to look for her again and find her phone number because I know she's on the line. I forget her number. Is it an 803 phone number?
No, 301. It's a 301
okay.
number.
301, last four digits, 1791. Okay, let me see. Miss Woodard, you're there, correct?
I'm here.
Okay, so I have you two ladies' mics open. Let's get into the book. And I love the beautiful. So the title of the book is Beyond Her Reflection. So when you started and you wrote this book, how did you make it possible for yourself and Miss Letitia to be co-authors? How did that begin?
Well, first of all, Letitia is my niece.
Okay.
My niece, my sorority sister, and when the vision came to me the book before that, which was called Soul Talk, and it was a mirror experience where I looked in the mirror and basically took a self-evaluation of myself. I know that there are so many of us out here that have so many stories. When people see us, they see the outer shell, but they have no idea of what we've been through, what stories that we have, and what they see beyond what we see as a reflection in the mirror. So for me, Tisha was such a strong warrior that she gave me strength just by watching her. At the time, I lived in Maryland, and I'll never forget when she called and she told me that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And just like her mom, it hit me like a ton of bricks. But because I've always had to be the strong one, I had to be the strong one for her. And I remember telling her, Tisha, God got you. Don't worry, God got you. And throughout the process, we would constantly, you know, I would constantly talk to her and encourage her. And once she got through the battle, I knew that it was a story that had to be told. So when I decided to do the project, I reached out to her and I said, Tisha, do you want to share your story? I think your story will impact many lives because we know that breast cancer is so prevalent in the America now, or just everywhere, that
in the black community, people need to understand. Like, I don't know, I'm not trying to be a person of race or play the race card, but when it comes to women of color, breast cancer is running rampant in our community, larger than it is in a Caucasian woman's community. And when you look for poster children to be this warrior and this badass, you do not see images of us. And I came across your niece because of for the breast of us, they are women of color. They big up women of color. And then I started an Instagram page for breast cancer awareness, and she just boomed. She was my ray of light. She's been a beautiful woman to me. She just says, Ty, you're my sister in Christ. I want to be there for you. She called in when they were on the show, and then she mailed me a copy of the book. I have a copy of you guys' book, and I want to thank you for bringing her into this. So, Tisha, when your aunt brought you into the problem, into the process, how did you feel? Was it apprehension, or did you say, yeah, let's
definitely.
Do it?
When Tammy first asked me to be a part of this project, I hesitated because I didn't want to relive it. And I had a conversation with her, called mommy again, had a conversation with her, and she pretty much told me, Tisha, this is bigger than you. Your story is going to help so many people. You got to get through, you got to push past the emotions, you got to push past those feelings and get this book written, get your story written. As I was going through that process, there were so many times as I was writing the story, I had to stop because the emotions were at all-time high. I was crying, you know, just very emotional. I called my mom, and mom was like, keep pushing. I would call Aunt Tammy, keep pushing. I would call my Aunt Viv, keep pushing. You know, and they just kept encouraging me to get it done, because this is bigger than you. And once I got through it, once I finished the story, it was therapeutic for me because, again, I knew that this was something that, a project that God had put on not only my aunt's heart to do, but once I finished my story, it was something that God had charged me to do, to bring that awareness to women, and in particular, women of color, that you can, just like me, you too can beat breast cancer. And again, like just like you said, Ty, women of color are being diagnosed with breast cancer at an alarming rate,
but you don't see us on the posters. Right. And I've looked. Now, when I Googled breast cancer black women, I found black and white pictures of white women, you know.
Right.
And so it's
that,
very rare.
Right. And not only that, but when women of color get diagnosed, when they finally get diagnosed, they're getting diagnosed at a later stage. And their death and the death rate is at an all-time high in comparison
right.
to Caucasian women. So that in itself is alarming, and that's why I am trying to do my part to bring awareness to women of color to make sure that that number gets lowered.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then people need to understand from the conversation I had with the women for the breast of us was once you hit like stage four, no, I was talking to Dana from Ana Ono, and she mentioned once a sister hits stage four, they don't want to do as much to help you.
Right.
They don't put enough into it. And so let's open up the lines. You have so many people that are here for support. So let's get some insight from, and I still have Auntie, Miss Woodard. I still have you on the line. Do you want to chime in on anything that your niece and I are talking of regarding the book and breast cancer itself?
Well, one of the things I do want to say, and I actually spoke to Tisha about it the other day, I had a young lady that walked up to me and she said, I read your book. And I said, okay. I have a couple of them out, so I said, which one? She said, I read the breast cancer story. And she had been diagnosed with breast cancer and gone through therapy, and she said it really inspired me. And so I told her, I said, well, I don't know if you know it or not, but that's my niece. And she said, wow, she said, that story helped me to get through my process. And
yes, because I'm going to say this. When I got the book and she put a bookmarker for her portion, I have to admit, I was in tears. And her story is a light to so many people. So I just want to thank the both of you ladies for being phenomenal women and for doing something to give back to those that sometimes think they're alone in this fight, you know?
Yeah,
right.
It's very difficult.
Thank you.
It's very difficult. So I want you to stay there, and let's try to get to some of these women. Area code is 704, last four digits, 4969. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Denise McCain, and I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm well. What about everyone else?
Doing well. How
We're
are
doing
you?
So, did you chime in? Do you know Tisha, or are you calling in just to listen?
I'm just calling in to listen. My sister-in-law just texted me and told me to dial in. I was just recently been diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had sent me a text and told me to chime in, call in and listen to the podcast.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And sis, if you don't mind asking, what stage are you at with your breast cancer?
I just started my treatment October 1st. I'll have 5 months of chemo, and then we'll just talk about surgery, and then after the surgery, the radiation. So I've had one treatment so far, and my second treatment will be on Tuesday.
Well, I will extend this olive branch and let you to know if you are ever in need of support and sisters in the sister circle, we would definitely love to be there for you, resources, and I would love for you to go to For the Breast of Us. So it's just breastofus.com. Go to that website. It's two beautiful black women that created a support group, a system for sisters that are going through and maybe some that overcame. And they have tons of information. I'm even sure that if you were to connect with Miss Tisha,
Absolutely. She
would be a good source. So what I'll do is definitely keep your number And Ms. Denise, I want to thank you for calling in and stay on the line with us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I've got area code 803, last four digits 8815. Your name and where you're calling from. Hello, hello, hello. Are you there? Okay, we're going to keep it moving. And I've got area code 70770, last four digits 0872. Your name and where you're calling from. Okay, some people are shy today. They don't want to talk. Area code is 803. The number is 6208. Your name and where you're calling from. Okay, some people just want to be active listeners. Let's proceed. Miss Tisha, and then I also have Auntie on the line. And
okay.
We have your Auntie Vivian.
I think
Vivian.
Someone came in.
Somebody came in, but I'm going to focus on you, and some people are going to be active listeners currently. So let's keep it going, because I definitely want to focus on you, the book, your survival, and where can people find you if they need insight about your movement, your badass being an AKA and a breast cancer survivor. And talk to me about what are some of the things that you've been doing recently, because now you're how many years of breast cancer free?
As of this past August 20th, I am now 5 years cancer-free,
amazing.
Which I have hit my first milestone, so I am just super grateful and just thankful to God for his healing. I have just been so blessed with many opportunities to go out and share my story on overcoming breast cancer, not only with this book, Beyond Her Reflection, but recently I've spoken at a breast cancer event that my sorority chapter has done, and I have done recently, this past Friday, I spoke with the Prince George's Women's Bureau Club of Toastmasters International Club, talked with them about breast cancer awareness. And another organization that I am in called Top Ladies of Distinction, and I'm in the Patuxent River chapter. Our chapter is doing some great, a great breast cancer event that is coming up on the 19th to spread awareness. So just doing a lot of, you know, speaking out at different events within the community, at different churches, to bring that awareness to women and men that are battling the disease, and giving encouragement to them to let them know that they too can beat breast cancer.
Amen.
So
I follow you on Instagram, and I love your beautiful smile. I see some walks you've done. I see certain posts that you put up of even, you know, your class. Classmates and the young people that you teach and all those that support you. And I want to say you're doing a phenomenal job. I want to give people a tip out there that are listening tonight. Who's who on your cancer care team? So cancer.net does an awesome job explaining the different roles of your cancer care team, including tips on finding a new doctor and seeking a second opinion. It's cancer.net. Check that out. And for other resources, you can definitely go to breastofus.com. I love these ladies. All melanin, all moxie, all together. So definitely bigging up women of color. And Miss Tisha is on their website as a featured, and they call her the breast cancer bag. So I read your information on their website. If you want to hear more of Tisha's story and others, go to breastofus.com. So let's
that is definitely a if I could chime in real quick, that is definitely a great resource to go for women to go through that are battling, but also in regards to having that positive support system. When you are battling breast cancer, it is very, very important of having a great support system that will get you through those moments when you just don't feel like getting up out of bed
doing anything. How did you, this is the thing, besides mom, aunt, how did you feel? Did you feel embarrassed to tell some of your sorority sisters or women? And how did you find your tribe?
When I first got diagnosed, one of the few people that I did call after I called my mom was my best friend, Myla, who is listening in now.
Now, what's Myla's area code?
Myla's area code is the 252 number.
252, and then the last four digits is 0384.
Yes.
Okay, so let's bring her in too with you.
Okay. Myla,
Miss Myla,
are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Myla was one of my. She was my rock.
Okay.
Yeah, and she knows it. Throughout my journey, not only her, but my friends Tracy, my friend Renice, Miriam, Coretta, Wanda, my childhood friends, they rallied behind me and was with me from day one. My colleagues at the school that I taught at, Barack Obama Elementary, I could not have gotten through my journey without them. They rallied behind me. My former colleagues at my school that I taught when I lived in Harrisburg at Sarah Lindemuth Primary School, they rallied behind me. I gained an army.
Amen.
And I had so many supporters, not only my colleagues, my best friends, my sorority sisters. I had sorority sisters that took me to appointments when I needed to go to appointments. I had a colleague that cooked meals for me, who I am forever indebted to, because most cancer patients, when they go through chemo, they lose weight. I gained weight.
Wow.
Because
good for you, though.
This particular colleague, Ms. Thompson, she's like the grandma of our staff at school. And she made sure that I ate every day, even if I didn't feel like it, she would fuss and she would make me eat. So I will always be indebted to her for helping me to keep my nourishment and help to keep my strength. Friends, and they would send encouraging cards, things that made me laugh. My best friends, because I have my friends in my circle.
So let's hear, you got Myla with you. Is it Myla?
Yes. Myla, I would call her the doctor.
You're in
the other doctor of the group.
Miss Myla, are you still there?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so let's chime in with you. You're Tisha's bestie, childhood bestie, is that right?
Yes, we've been friends since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten.
Oh, my God. When you say that, a big grin comes on my face, because that sometimes is like the unicorn in the room, to have a bestie from childhood, because, some women change best friends like they change their underwear, okay?
You're right.
So,
but this one stuck by me, through thick and thin.
So when you got the call from your bestie, what's the first thing that ran through your mind, and how did you feel like you wanted to be in her life? Well, how did you feel?
I cried. You hear the stories about, women having breast cancer, but she was the first individual that was truly, close to me. that I had ever
right.
known that was about to go through, I guess, that experience. I was scared for her, but I knew I wanted to do all that I possibly could. And granted, Batisha, we were, what, probably 13 hours away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked almost, what, daily.
We talked 2-3 times a day.
Yeah, we cried together.
We, yes.
I love hearing that. I want to thank you for sharing your testimony, and also for just being a warrior, being a sister that stands by her sister and says, we got this. So thank you for sharing your testimony and for being a listener tonight. I want to thank you.
Yeah. When we did have that first conversation, I think my motto was her. I was like, one and done. I was like,
one and done.
We're going to go through this, and you're done.
Okay.
We're going to be done
so
with
what's
cancer.
The one and, what's the meaning of one and done, Tisha?
That we're going to go through this cancer journey one time, and that's it. One
okay.
and done. We're going to get this done one time. And that was it. And not only that motto, but with my Aunt Tammy, whenever we would talk, she would give me, we would always say frog to each other, fully rely on God. And that got that was another acronym that got me through too. So whenever we would hang up, we would say frog. And whenever I would talk with Mala, one and done. And those two things gave me that strength and that mindset. Okay, this is it. You got one time, and one and done.
I like that, Mala. You need to make a T-shirt that says one and done.
All right, Mala.
That's what's good. Yeah.
Well, actually, we have a childhood friend, Wanda, that is good with making. She makes some of our T-shirts. So, Wanda, if you're listening, we need a one and done shirt.
Let me take another caller. We have many. Sorry for all those that I don't get to tonight, but I want to thank you for being active listeners. Our featured guest tonight, if you're just chiming in, Batisha Bowler, breast cancer survivor and co-author of this book is just phenomenal, best-selling book, Beyond Her Reflection. And Auntie is Miss Woodard. She's the author and Tisha's the co-author. I've got another caller that I opened up the line to, and the area code is 803, last four digits are 0077. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Wanda Thompson. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, Ms. Wanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So are you related to Miss Tisha, friend, sorority sister?
I am a family friend of Batisha.
Okay,
she's like
nice.
My auntie, too.
Hi, Aunt Wanda. Hi, Tisha.
Okay, thank you, Miss Wanda, for calling in. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners tonight regarding your niece?
I've known Batisha for quite some time. She is my sister-in-law's niece, so I feel like a close family member. She calls me auntie, so I really appreciate that. She's a beautiful young lady, and I've been watching her journey, and I'm very proud of you, Tisha. Very proud.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And let's take – I'm going to bring in Mom, because Mom is your rock. And I want to hear from the both of you, Tisha. You both can chime in off of each other. Miss Young, are you there with me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
You've been hearing some of, the other audience members that have been talking about your daughter and your daughter and her testimony. What would you say to all of this and currently where your daughter is in our current state?
You know, I thank God that I, not boasting, but I raised her to trust God. And once you put God first, everything should automatically line up. If he's leading you and he's guiding you, we can't go wrong.
I like that.
And she has applied that to her life. And I thank God that he brought her to this. He has taken her through it. And now she's taking the opportunity to lead and guide other ladies through this journey.
Thank you. Thank you.
And everyone that had an impact on her life during this trial, I thank God for them. He put the right people in the right place. And me as a mom, being so far from her, she's in Maryland, I'm in South Carolina, I couldn't have asked for a better, as she say, a camp of people.
Yes.
I couldn't have asked for more.
Yeah, your daughter.
When I tell you, God showed up and he has shown out, and I appreciate everything he has done for her.
That's right, and you should be boasting. You should be proud of her. She is an amazing woman. Even the impact that she's made on me. And teacher, how long have we known each other now?
A little over a month now.
That's it. That's exactly right. And within that short period of time, Ms. Young, I have to tell you, your daughter has been an amazing light in my life. Like, we met on Instagram. We continue to support each other on the page. She called into the show when the ladies from For the Breath of Us were on my podcast. And she had some beautiful insight. And then from there, I just continue to build with her. And then, yes, I had an illumination to say, Tisha, you got to be on my show too. And she was super happy to do it. And so we're just picking up all the women tonight. If you are a breast cancer survivor or if you are going through, this is definitely the month to shine. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And please remember that you are not alone in this fight. There are support groups for you. You can always go to cancer.org. That is the American Breast Cancer Society. They have tons of information. And just like Tisha said, she's a featured cancer survivor that's on For the Breast of Us. That website is super important if you are a woman of color and you want to know stats, statistics, resources, and how you can even be a model for these ladies. You don't have to be a supermodel to be a model. It's just called being a model citizen and fighting this good fight. And these ladies will be happy to feature you on their website and even show you support if you reach out to them. So, Tisha, tell me about your connection with For the Breast of Us and how you got featured on the site.
I found them on Instagram. And I did some research on their website, and I was like, wow, they were doing some great work for women of color, because there's not a lot of websites and online support groups out there for women like us. And so I connected with one of the founders, Marissa Thomas, and we just clicked. And we just got to talking via Instagram, and we exchanged numbers, and it just went on from there. So they are a great, great resource for women of color that are, again, going through breast cancer or have battled the disease. You don't have to be diagnosed with the disease currently, even if you have already done your journey, they have great resources for you to be able to take a part of, and they're just doing some awesome things out there, and I'm just appreciative that I was able to get and be connected with them.
I like that, and your beautiful smile and picture that they have on the site, I think that was amazing. And so we're getting into the last 5 minutes of the show. So let's close this up, and I'm going to open up the mic for moms and also Ms. Woodard. I'm going to open up the mic. You guys will be in with Tisha so we can all talk. And I want to hear first from Ms. Woodard and then from Ms. Yan your final thoughts for this evening. And let's be brief. But Ms. Woodard, your final thought and what word of encouragement would you give those that are listening tonight?
My final thought is that sometimes when things happen to us, we feel that, you know, it's a curse or it's a bad thing. But sometimes God brings, I would say, what we consider negative things so that he can use us for his glory.
That's right.
So what I would say to any other woman that may be out there that may be impacted by breast cancer is to look for the message in the storm. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the promise that's going to be at the end. Never give up hope and always have faith. And just like I told Tisha, fully rely on God. Fraud.
That's right.
Fraud. So that's my final thought.
Thank you, Ms. Woodard, and thank you for being on the show tonight. This is Ms. Woodard.
You're welcome.
She is the author of the best-selling badass book, Beyond Her Reflection. And Tisha, before we get into the final thought from Mama, where can they find this book and where can they purchase the book?
The book can be purchased, if you would like an autographed copy of the book, you can go to paypal.me/Vetisha, V as in Victor, A T E S H A B H R.
Okay.
And I
and
am
for, and for those who are not, okay, not the full, not the autograph, but are you on Amazon or where else?
We are also on Amazon as well.
Okay. So do they, all they got to do is
type in your title, Beyond Her Reflections, and they should be able to purchase the book.
Awesome. So, Ms. Young, this is Mama Queen B of the Castle. If you had a final thought for tonight to share with those that are listening, being a mother, and if there are other mothers out there that you could give a word of encouragement, what would that be?
When something of this magnitude comes upon your life, you have to get out of your motherly flesh, especially when it's your own child that has the challenge. We have to step back as mom and allow God to take the reins. And as he leads you, you follow. We have to trust him and knowing that he is the one. He made these bodies. He knows what it's going to take to get these bodies back to the point where we can function in life. Trust him every step of the way. You make it weak through this trial, but never let your child see you at your weakest point, because their strength is your strength. Well, your strength is their strength. If they see you
That's
weak,
right.
then they will lose the will to fight. You
That's
be
right.
strong for them. I had to fight for her in order for her to fight for herself.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for being on the show today. I'm going to take this time to allow Tisha. Tisha, you are my featured guest, breast cancer survivor of 5 years, co-author of the badass best-selling book, Beyond Her Reflection. If you have something to share with others tonight, your final thoughts for this evening.
Well, first, I want to, again, thank you, Ty, for allowing me to come on your show tonight and to share my journey and I want to thank all of everyone that has come on, that has been listening, who has chimed in. You have no idea how much I am appreciative of you. I love you all so much. For those that are listening that are battling breast cancer, you're in the fight of your life, you are more than welcome to
reach out to me. I will be there for you as support. My social media handles for Facebook, I am under Tesha, T-E-S-H-A, Bowler. Instagram, you can find me under under Vatesha, V-A-T-E-S-H-A-B. And my Twitter handle is at Meryl MD Survivor. So if I, again, if you are a woman or man that is out there and you have been diagnosed with cancer and you just don't know where to go or what to do, know that just like me, you can beat breast cancer. It is not a death sentence. Having determined mindset is half of your battle. If I can beat you can too.
Stay there with me. We're not live anymore, so we can't take callers, but we're all still here. And I want to just give some of those. This is from For the Breast of Us. These are some up-and-coming events that are happening for those that want to be a part of it. If you're in the San Antonio, Texas area, Breast Cancer Symposium, it's going to be Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m., and then Saturday, December 14th at 11 a.m., the symposium aims to achieve a balance of clinical, transitional, and basic research, providing a forum for interaction, communication, and education for a broad spectrum. Also, March 5th, the 37th Annual Miami Breast Cancer Conference. This year's program will feature world-class tumor board panels and a multidisciplinary Meet the Expert small group breakout session, poster talks, a patient communication workshop, and more time for networking with others. And then the final one, March 6th in 2020, YSC National Summit. This is going to be in the Westin Bonaventure Hotel and Suites. So this is the YSC Summit. It's the largest conference in the world to young adults affected by breast cancer. And if you want to email the ladies, you can go to hello@breastofus.com, and they will be able to give you some more advice. If you want to be a contributor and tell them about an event you have going on, ladies, just go to breastofus.com. And you will be able to find out so much information. I want to thank you, Tesha, for being a guest on the show tonight. And I want to also thank you for being a light in my life, because I honestly had to I had to honestly do everything by myself. Like, I was going through a divorce. I had to relocate to Tacoma, Washington. I'm being treated at Madigan Army Medical Facility because my husband is a military officer, and I thank God that I did go and get my mammogram back in April, and then I had a biopsy, and then I had a sonogram, and then that's when they told me, you have stage zero. So, yes, it was caught at an early stage, but, yes, I still did the double bilateral mastectomy because I did not want to go through radiation or no chemo whatsoever. So that's my tiny testimony, and I want to thank you, Tesha, for being, you've been like a sister to me. I really do care and love you so much.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for, again, having me.
Thank you. And so I just want others to know, she and I, we're not fake sisters now. This is a sister that I'm going to forever have in my life, and I want to thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you again. Thank you for having me. And yes, you have a sister for life.
That's right. I'll be in Maryland. I'm going to definitely come visit you. And this
definitely look me up.
And this is my final thought for this evening, people. Whatever obstacle you're facing, whatever obstacles come your way, whether or not you have a faith and some that do not, trust and believe that there is a higher being that is watching over us, and you are not capable of enduring this type of situation alone. Find a tribe. Google in your area places, people, nonprofit organizations, they are there. But you, too, must fight the good fight in order to be a conqueror and more than a conqueror, because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that is my belief. And I do know my faith is what's been keeping me, you know, September 25th made it a month. So this October 26th will make it 2 months for me. But I'm already up and moving. I just came from the mountains. I went hiking. I was over at Mount Rainier,
wow,
you know, hiking and getting out and seeing the views of mountains. And then a week ago I went fishing. I never did stuff like that. But thank God for this beautiful Marine that stepped into my life, and he's had more obstacles than myself. And he actually encouraged me. So I'm going to say, Tisha, you're in your brand new body. You are not the same Tisha prior to breast cancer. So now that you are a new life, a new living person because of what you've been through, I'm pretty sure you don't think the same. You don't act the same. Don't you feel like you have a boldness to you?
I do. I feel like if I could beat cancer, I could beat anything. I feel like I am this badass, so
that's
to speak.
Right.
And I have this strength in me that I never thought that I had.
That's
and
right.
Now that I, you know, cancer is on the other side of me now, you know, I look at life differently. I don't take, you know, things for granted. I try not to take, you know, things for granted. I try not to sweat the small stuff.
That's right.
Because it's not worth it. It's not worth
a totally
new outlook on life. So.
Amen. I want to thank you for being a guest today, and I'm going to take you behind salsa dancing soon as we can, because that Puerto Rican blood is in me, and we got to go dancing. So
I'm ready. That's what
I
love to dance, so just let me know.
So we're going to go dancing. So I want to thank you for being my guest tonight. And at the end thank you. So for all those listening tonight, if you want to listen to this show and hear what was going on, please immediately after the show, there will be a link on Facebook. You can click the link and you can listen to the show. If not, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/LOVEJONESTIE, Love Jones Ty. And then after that, there will be replays on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, SoundCloud. So the show will be heard on several other platforms. So I want to thank you, Tisha, for being a guest tonight. And I want to also, let's take this out, Tisha, with telling all those, you too can survive, and God bless and good night. Am I right?
That's right. You too.
Amen.
You too can survive breast cancer. Yes.
That
so go fight.
Fight that good fight. And Tisha,
fight
I love you, and
fight.
Thank you for being a guest tonight.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
This is Ty Jones. We're going to take you out with something that I like. Let me see if I can hear him.
Jesus. More like an obsession, not gonna lie, been trying to control it, but it hasn't been easy, and damn I tried, may sound superficial, but that's not my intention, just gotta say, the physical attraction, that's got me captivated, won't go away, and every time I see it, I want it, gotta have it, I know exactly what it is I want, Like all the other fellas, I'm checking, but no disrespect. I gotta keep it real, not 1%. So baby, come on, you know I want it. Baby, come on, you know I need it. I'm letting you know you're my selection. Girl, you're the one, that's why I'm repping. Hashtag team thinking curvy, team thinking curvy, team thinking curvy, team thinking. Hashtag team thinking curvy, team thinking curvy. All my thinking curvy women all over the world. Got that.
That's the sounds of E, the R&B rock star. You can find him on Instagram. He is a native of Philly, but he is out of D.C. doing amazing things. Thank you all for being a guest tonight on the show, and thank you for listening in. This is Ty Jones with a God bless, good night, and thank you.